Specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, June 26, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Well, they're back in Lansing. Back in Lansing. And they're going to try to get a July 1st, this coming Tuesday, a school budget. House Speaker Matt Hall yesterday afternoon told reporters he thinks a school aid budget and possibly a new road funding formula plan can be done by July 1st. And he's not alone in that assessment. The full House and Senate are not in a position to pass the K-12 education spending plan Thursday or Friday. It takes days of drafting to get a budget document ready for legislative approval. However, standing behind the podium at one of his press conferences, Hall said he sees a lot of momentum toward getting a budget done for schools based on what he's heard from conversations from the Senate K-12 budget chairman Darren Calamari of Trenton, as well as his House school aid budget chair Tim Kelly, Republican from Saginaw. I believe we can get a July 1st K-12 budget done. I also believe that we can get a roads deal done, or at least announce it by this coming Tuesday, July 1st, all set. However, behind the scenes, optimism is high based on officials that at the higher level, Governor, Lieutenant Governor, Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, as well as Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, are getting closer to a road funding deal than what was initially thought possible. Well, talks are continuing. After Thursday, the Senate is not scheduled to return to session until July 15th. Thursday, the House is scheduled to return on July 1st and July 15th. Bobby Leedy, a governor's spokesperson, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been very clear. She wants to get the budget done by July 1st deadline, which will allow school districts to then be able to go forward and set their budgets for the upcoming school year. While Whitmer is encouraged by the progress, quote unquote, having discussions between Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks and Speaker of the House Matt Hall, Leedy said the governor will continue to bring both sides together to find common ground. It's going to be important to continue driving toward a framework for the education budget and a roads deal over the coming weeks, even if the final passage of the budget comes after the deadline, Leedy told MERS News Service. Well, while Hall didn't mention it specifically in his remarks, one item of mutual agreement may be rolling back last year's change to the school retiree health care that was designed to save schools $600 million. But it came at the expense of no longer keeping the pace of paying off billions in pension costs. which totally ticked off the Republicans. This is something they didn't like, something they didn't want to do. But it happened because the Democrats had control of both the House and the Senate. While Democrats initially pushed for the change at the behest of school groups, who saw the change as a way to get more money into the classroom. However, in the end, the Democrats passed a K-12 budget that nobody liked because it didn't increase the per pupil allowance. Well, Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony, Democrat from Lansing, said if a school aid budget can't pass by July 1st, Paul says that this is going to be totally because of Sarah Anthony, as well as Senator Calamari, for focusing their interests on lobbyists, as well as protecting earmarks. Paul said that he has heard that there are hundreds of other earmarks that are not able to be sustainable in the budget and that the stakeholders are trying to shove it through the budget process. Paul said Whitmer has been in contact with him even while she was out of the country. With only two scheduled session days left before summer break, Paul said if he had to, he would be willing to add extra sessions days between today and July 1st, even if it meant that we had to come back in session this Saturday. Paul says he thinks he has everything he needs to get the K-12 budget done by Friday. That would be tomorrow. Paul also went on to say that he does plan to continue meeting with the Senate Majority Leader Brinks. After meeting last week, a meeting that Brinks called productive, Paul did not concur. When asked why, Paul said he wouldn't comment because some people are not comfortable with him commenting on their meetings. Of course, referring to Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks. Paul said he hoped road funding could be put into the same timeline as the school aid budget because that would give it a higher priority rather than falling into the mix with the rest of the general omnibus budget. You know what that is, folks? It's basically the one big beautiful budget bill that they put everything into that you vote on. You don't vote department by department. You don't vote by line. It's called an omnibus budget. One big beautiful budget bill. All in favor say aye. So all the garbage, all the crap, all the wasteful spending is all packaged into the stuff that they must pass in order to keep state government open. Well, when asked what the summer in-district work period would look like, Hall said, you'll see the House Republicans in more this summer than the Senate Democrats. Hall basically referencing that he thinks the House Republicans are going to be doing a lot more work legislatively than the Senate Democrats are willing to do. But we shall see. Now, this is, in my opinion, based on this story, based on other stories I've been reading, this is actually a pretty smart move on Matt Hall's part. You're all concerned about school districts. You're all concerned about them being able to know what money they're going to get so they can move forward with their budgets. Well, we're going to do the road deal at the same time. We're going to vote on a road deal, road formula for funding, along with the school budget. We're not going to wait. We're not going to kick the can down the road. We're going to do it now. I think that's a very smart move. Two reasons. Number one, the governor and the Senate Democrats want the school budget done by this coming Tuesday. Number two, if you make it so that it is part of the school budget where you have a deal on the road funding formula, it's not going to be in the school aid budget. It's going to be put together so that we will only vote on the school budget after we pass the road funding plan. If he's smart, that's the way he'll do it. Take a vote on the road funding deal, then we pass the school budget. This is our priority versus your priority. And we control the House. Yes, elections have consequences. I'm the Speaker. We have 58 Republicans, the 52 Democrats. This is the way it's going to go down. If you don't like it, then we're not going to pass the school budget either. Take it or leave it. It comes down basically to that. If he is going to get this road funding deal done, it's the only way possible to get it done, in my opinion. They want this school budget passed so bad, so desperately. Well, guess what? Then this is what we're going to do first. And if he gets that done, if he gets the concessions out of the senators as well as the governor, stop this insanity of this economic development agenda that the governor has. Get rid of the sales tax going at the pump to the school aid fund. You figure out how you're going to backfill it later. I think it's a brilliant move. So let's pray that they can get this done by Tuesday. But it must include the road funding deal first. You get that done, then we'll give you the school budget. We'll get that done, and then we can break for summer break. Do your job. Get it done. Final thoughts for hour number two. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
All up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. We're texting with Randy Walker, retired mailman, celebrating over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse South location this morning. He's going to be joining Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, Chris Holtz, a couple other folks out at the gun range for us on Saturday, July 19th. We're excited. Going to be a great event. Get your tickets online right now. Just text me either Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link. I've reached out to Senator Jim Runstead. He's the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. We're going to see if we can get him to attend the event. I put text messages out to a few of the governor candidates. We'll see if we can get responses from them as well. One of the things that I want to talk about real quick, short segment here, so we'll get to the story pretty fast. The process in Lansing is going to be very interesting because the governor realizes that Matt Hall and the House Republicans are in total control of their caucus as well as the floor vote. Any chance to get anything done outside of what the House wants is going to be extremely difficult. Matt Hall has already come out publicly and admonished the Senate Democrats' budget. At a press conference now almost a month ago when they passed their budget, Matt Hall said, and I'm using his words, not mine, this is a batshit crazy budget. $85.6 billion. Are you kidding me? No way is that going to be passed in the House. End quote, said Hall, Speaker of the House. That type of language, that type of response to their budget had major impact on the governor. He flat out put them on constructive notice. Not going to happen. And when they passed a keep the government open budget, a continuing resolution basically of the current budget for $20 billion months ago, that was a loud and clear signal that we are not going to continue doing the budget the way we've been doing it for years. There's a new sheriff in town. We have a new majority, and we're going to do it differently. And the Senate Democrats thought that they could just put all their garbage into their budget proposal, and the House would go along with it. Well, for all practical purposes, folks, you can take that Senate budget and throw it in the garbage can. It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. The budget that we get for next year, fiscal year 2026, which starts at the stroke of midnight on September 30th, is going to be the House Republican budget. This governor is going to be forced to sign it if she wants to keep the government open. You don't want to keep the government open, it's going to be your fault. Because we're not budging. The Republicans are sick and tired of the process that this has been going on for years in Lansing. And I believe Matt Hall, Matt Maddock, many of the Republican state reps are completely unified and standing together saying enough is enough. We're not going to do it that way anymore. Ann Bolin, chair of the House Appropriations Committee, has said we are taking a smart approach to this year's budget. It is going to be done differently than it's been done in the past. She said that a few months ago. Well, the time is coming. The time is coming. And statutorily, without any punishment attached to it, the deadline of this next Tuesday, July 1st, is the deadline for the school budget. And again, I really like what I'm hearing, that the road funding deal is going to be part of it. The biggest problem that Matt Hall sees for the school aid budget not to be passed by July 1st is going to be because of holdups by the Senate Appropriations Chair, Sarah Anthony, as well as Senator Camilleri, focusing on lobbyist interests, special interests, as well as protecting earmarks. If you're not willing to clean house a little bit, we're not going to have a deal. And he is going to blame it on the Senate Democrats. Well, that's going to play very well heading into next year's election when the Republicans are desperately going to try to take back the Senate majority and get a Republican governor. So this battle for next year's election starts this week. It's game on. And it's all going to come down to this coming Tuesday, July 1st. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.